No signs of de-escalation. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. In fact, as U.S. troops arrive in Eastern Europe, Russia appears to be readying its own forces along the border with Ukraine.
Fox News has learned Russian President Vladimir Putin has in place 70% of the military forces he needs for a full invasion. The number of Russian battalion tactical groups on the border has increased to 83, up from 60 battalions just 2 weeks ago.
Fox says Jennifer Griffin, to justify an invasion, U.S. officials believe Russia could stage attacks by Ukrainian forces. The better-than-expected January jobs report handed the White House a much-needed win. 467,000 jobs were created.
The largest gains were found in leisure and hospitality, showing a return to social activities despite the ongoing pandemic. The president credited the rebound to the resilience and grit of the American people.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Wages were also up, but so are prices just about everywhere.
Starbucks says it's increasing prices perhaps several times this year on top of an increase in October and last month. On what? Well, that depends on where you live. But consider this. Their large venti coffee set you back $2.45 last year. Now it's nearly $3. Amazon announcing a 17% increase in the price of Prime. It will now cost subscribers $139 a year for fast shipping and other perks.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. A ban on no-knock warrants has been imposed by the mayor of Minneapolis. Earlier this week, an armed black man was killed when a SWAT team entered his apartment. Last night, protesters called for the officer involved in Amir Locke's death to be charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox. News.
Police in Virginia say one person was killed at a hookah lounge not far from Virginia Tech. Four other people, including a student, were shot and wounded. The campus was briefly locked down. This student spoke to Fox affiliate WFXR in Roanoke.
We contemplated whether we should stay or go. We figured it was probably safest for us to actually stay at the bar until we heard more.
It's unknown if any arrests have been made. He's been found guilty again.
I am very disappointed in the jury's verdict. I look forward to a full adjudication of all of the issues on appeal.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti was convicted Friday by a jury in New York City of cheating porn star Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 she was supposed to get for writing a book. Avenatti will be sentenced in May and faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. Back in 2020, he was convicted of trying to extort Nike. A guilty plea for a couple of guys who stole medical equipment needed to combat COVID-19.
Two Miami men who stole medical ventilators bound for a COVID intensive care center in El Salvador have been sentenced to 41 months in prison. These ventilators worth $3 million are owned by the U.S. Agency for International Development. The pair reportedly stole a tractor loaded with 192 ventilators that had been transported to Miami in August of 2020. Elvis Hernandez, 42, and Luis Montero, 25, pleading guilty to theft of government property. John Saucier, Fox News.
She has largely been avoiding public events since a recent health scare, but today Britain's Queen Elizabeth attended a reception ahead of the 70th anniversary of her ascension to the throne. The 95-year-old Queen chatted with members of the community at her country estate in eastern England as she leaned on a walking stick. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.